Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to learn about a group in Canada that is working to help young farmers as they look at getting into the business, and I am going to share a conversation with Sarah Dent with Young Agrarians. We met at the Canadian Farm Writers Federation Conference, and I hope you enjoy our conversation. Sarah, you are affiliated here representing the Young Agrarians. Let's start there and tell us a little bit about yourself and this organization.
So with Young Agrarians, we're building an online and an offline network of young farmers. We're specifically focused on agroecology, so farmers who are producing certified or uncertified organic. We started in British Columbia. We have ambitions to one day go national. We hope that our resource map project will indeed be the thing that takes us national. So looking at resources for new entrants into agriculture and getting information about organizations and business resources, events, etc., onto a map. So we're hoping to connect up farmers on the ground, connect up farmers online, and grow a movement of people that are more connected with their local farmers and hopefully inspire more people to get involved with food production and farming.
When you talk about especially this online thing, we're in a global marketplace today. You must be reaching people even out beyond here in British Columbia then.
Yeah, if you look at our analytics, Canada is our main base, but certainly we're reaching people in the States, Europe, India. We get people writing us from all over actually asking us about agriculture in Canada.
When did this start, or how did it actually come together that you got this thing going?
Well, we pitched the National Farm Union's Youth Network in the spring of 2011. They liked the idea of something that was focused around building the culture around the next generation of farmers and getting it out to a wider audience. And then officially we got going in January of 2012. We partnered with a local organization called Farm Folk City Folk. And that, of course, gave us a home by which to get going and start our program.
How would you describe where you're at this point? I mean, from that start, we're now, what, a year later at least? How is this going? I mean, how would you describe the participation, the support and things that you found?
The participation from farmers has been amazing. We've been going for a year and 8 months. We've had events now all over the southern half of British Columbia. People are really excited to get together and maybe even have an excuse to get together and network. So we've literally had dozens of events now, and we're seeing in terms of social media that we're really getting picked up. People are really interested in the concept of new farmers. They like what we're all about. They like that we're focused around farmers that really care about things like climate change and doing production that's good for the earth. And it's definitely an interesting path. There is no end to demand. I literally could have a staff of five people right now, and everybody would have a full-time job. I think one of our main roles is to not recreate any wheels, but network up the wheels and make visible the wheels that are already turning. And so this has proven to be something that people very much need, is knowing what other people are doing. Sometimes even farmers that are an hour away from each other don't know about each other. They don't know about the production that is happening on each other's farm. And when they find out about each other, they become an immeasurable resource. So I really look at the work that we're doing as building the social capital around the small-scale farmers, and then from that social capital, hopefully there'll be more what we can look at as environmental capital over time.
How about from the standpoint of, and I know you're wanting to kind of grow outside of this region here, but what I would call more traditional agriculture. Maybe these are farm families that have been even generations in the business or the farm. Mm-hmm. Do you reach out to or kind of embrace all, or do you have more of a narrowed focus?
I think right now at our grassroots stage, we're pulling in people who are already converted that need community. And I think that we're totally open. I collaborate regularly on a weekly basis with different institutions, organizations, individuals. We try to go to other young farmer organization events. We are definitely open to more than just the quote-unquote converted in the certified or uncertified organic world. I believe in cross-sectoral change. I think it takes a lot of people in order to make a difference in the world, so we're definitely open to working with a much bigger group of people. And it's been fantastic to be at the Canadian Farm Writers Conference this weekend and get to network with a whole host of different agricultural industries and get more of an education around that sector and look at ways that we can collaborate with other campaigns, communication projects, and farming organizations.
Any growing, relatively new organization could use some support, some help. That is something that you're seeking at this point.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, there's an endless demand from the farmers. They want events, they want resources, they want organizations that are going to serve their needs. And as we grow and develop our program, we continue to seek and look for resources. We just set up our donation portal at youngagrarians.org. And so, yeah, we definitely are looking for support, financial and other, to keep our program going and growing.
How about just kind of a little, if you could look in the crystal ball a year, couple years out, because who knows even that far, really. What would you like to see maybe even a year or two from now, looking back at from this point forward?
Well, I think in BC, what I would like to see is that we've networked up probably somewhere between 500 and 1,000 young farmers, that we've been able to collaborate with even more organizations, that we have a grasp on a statistical data basis of what the economic case is for the farmers in our network, and that from there we're able, through a farmer-driven process, because we are working on creating a participatory platform, that we are able to develop one or two very key things that the young farmers in our network need. So if that's us focusing on shared marketing or shared distribution or building some kind of young farmer co-op or something along those lines, we're really interested in figuring out how those farmers can be viable on a business in terms of their businesses and what they're going to need for that viability.
Well, you know, I think any definition that you have today of sustainability does include the fact that if you're going to have a business of any kind, you economically, it's got to work, you know, besides every other element you might use for that definition of sustainability, you know. So I guess ideally you're trying to find ways to help make this target of the young farmer of today more sustainable so that they can farm.
Well, of course, the cost of production in BC is high. The land values are high. It's an expensive province to farm in. So we know that if farmers can't make it through that first 5 years of startup, so one, farmers have to, a lot of them have to learn how to farm, and then two, they have to learn how to be business people. So what we're really looking at is how can we support them in those first 5 years and ensure that they're able to get through that period of time. And right now, because we have limited resources, we can only support in limited ways. But one of the big ways that I think people learn is when you get together with people who are doing the same work, you're able to assess, okay, well, that's working for them, and that's working for them, and that's working for them. And if you can get some, for example, we've started a mentorship network. Mm-hmm. It's not focused on place-based mentoring. It's focused on getting coaching to young farmers who are already managing operations that need to talk to someone on a monthly or bi-weekly basis about cash flow, HR management, etc. So figuring out ways from a lean resources perspective of how to get people the type of mentorship and coaching that they need to continue to operate their farms. And we think that there's a huge return on investment in putting a little bit of time of human capital into those young farmers so that they get the type of support that they need to figure out how to make their operations more viable over time.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fascinating what you all are doing, and I applaud you for making this effort. I think it's very important, and we certainly will encourage people to, you know, if they would like to support the organization, we can point them there, and we'll do that. Thank you again, Sarah Dent. We've been talking about young agrarians here at this Canadian Farm Writers Federation conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. That is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.